Did I hear that your name is Amber?
Yes, my name is Amber.
Okay, and you were one of the people that was leaving here the marsh today.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about what the experience was like and how the EPD handled you and?
They were very nice but insistent. Not really any leeway or any give at all. Didn't really get any assistance. Just was told I could take whatever I could get out myself.
Yeah.
They let me take my bicycle with my wagon loaded down attached to it. Yeah. And anything, they did help me shove it down. So, but if I couldn't get it out myself, I wasn't allowed to take it. They were gonna make me walk out along the bread trail, which is that back road with the bread company at the end of it.
Right.
But I have MS. I told them I couldn't walk that far.
Okay.
And that my truck was out here, and so they got permission for me to come out through the parking lot.
Okay.
They're making everybody go out the farthest exit out the back side.
Now you loaded what belongings you could up on like a plastic wagon. It's like a little radio flyer, and you biked it out. Is there a sounded like they were going to store the rest of your here, let's walk over here.
They had one large plastic trash can type container.
Yeah.
Like possibly like the 32 gallon type trash can.
Yeah.
And that's what I would be allowed to have stored.
Okay. And they're going to tag that for you. And it looked like they were asking you, like, do you want to keep this item? Can we throw this away?
Right. They said, basically I tried to make it as minimal as possible to be stored. I don't really, just three little small totes and a bag of bedding.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It just seems like that they're going to be spending more storing people's stuff. And so I was like, I even took a few of the totes back. I was like, it's not worth storing. I mean, things that I would like to have, but basically it's going to have to replace them in before.
What do you feel like you're losing today? Like
community?
Yeah.
Some faith. Some faith in the people out here that they don't really want to help us. They don't. They made it as hard as they could for us.
You're talking about the city?
Yeah. They made it as hard as they could for us by blocking the entrances so we couldn't get our vehicles back or anyone, to get our things out. They say they want us out by this day, but then they block us from going back there. Kind of goes against what they're trying to get done, it seems like to me.
They
were nice enough, they did. They were polite. They were polite enough. That's about all I could say about them. One person could help me put two little totes over the fence and that would have been done and it would have been over and they wouldn't have to worry about my stuff or me either.
Yeah.
When you have to give up part of your life and you have to pick and choose what it is that you're going to let go, it's very difficult. Very difficult. I ended up accidentally leaving my dog food.
How long have you been down here?
I've been down here for 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah, that's it. I've never been here before. I've never been homeless before.
Yeah.
This is definitely needed something done here. Definitely needed, I agree. There's something needed to be done. There were definitely a few problems.
Yeah.
But it was more problem individuals, not like as a whole.
And Amber, where will you go tonight?
I just got called at 8:30 and I had until 9:30 to call and they have got my daughter and myself in a Connex box.
Okay, so you're going to be going to the shipping containers
on
Commercial and Third.
That or we'll be we would have had to be sleeping in the truck.
Okay.
Which doesn't help the homeless issue at all because if you didn't get accepted into there, then people are just going to be on the streets.
Have you been inside one of those Connex boxes?
I have not.
Okay.
But I guess it's better to sleep in a box than it is in a doorway.
Yeah.
Or in the back of a truck.
I mean, would you say it's preferable to sleeping out here in the marsh?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I kind of think with the... I don't know. It's kind of scary with the metal boxes and...
Yeah.
And being... hopefully there's, you know, some sort of control or something. I'm not sure what the rules are or what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And with the people and what kind of services. They did tell me it was a 6-month
mm-hmm.
program. And that hopefully by the end of 6 months we could find housing.
Okay.
And they would help with that. I'm hoping that that is. I lived in the same house for 22 years.
Yeah.
You know, my kids grew up and they moved out. I didn't have a use for a 4-bedroom house anymore.
Yeah.
So.
What happened?
My children grew up.
Oh, I know, but why are you not living there anymore?
A 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom, big, huge house with just myself, and you know the rent was astronomical. I paid $1,700 a month. You know, with my kids and grandkids there, I didn't mind. My mother was there.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, we kind of all helped each other, but once the kids, you know, got their own lives and moved out and spread their wings, then it's kind of hard to get housing in Eureka.
Sure.
Especially if you have dogs.
Yeah.
You know, at the time I only had one. This old guy. Yeah. He's a service dog. And they don't even want that. They don't, you know.
Back to today's operation. I don't know. I mean, what do you think will come of all this?
I think that as soon as they leave, people are going to come back out here.
Yeah.
I believe so, yes.
Do you have people have told you that? As soon as the officers leave today, they will come back and set up their camps.
Maybe not today.
Yeah.
But, like, how long are they going to... They said in their little article that I read that it was between the 2nd and the 6th
mm-hmm.
that anyone that comes out will be arrested upon entry.
Yeah.
Well, then what after that?
Right.
Are they going to guard the exits and entrances like this all the time? It's not going to work.
Yeah.
People are going to come back to what they know. You know, they want to get back in touch with the people that they've lost here. You know, how you keep in touch.
Right.
And you kind of form little family pods. You know, little camp, 3, 4, 5 sometimes, little tents together in little pods. And, you know, look after each other.
Yeah.
You lost your family.
Yeah.
You worry about where they're going to be, and they worry about where you're going to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they don't have a phone, we have no way to contact them, so we have to keep looking, you know, where they typically would go.
Yeah.
Maybe free meal and things like that. But I think they have to be some drastic something they have to do, otherwise the people are just going to come right back out.
Well, Amber, thank you so much for talking to me.
Great.
And have a better night than today.
Thank you.